وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you the story of Hazrat Miqdad ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Miqdad, his kunniyat is Abu al-Aswad, and his father's name is Amr Kindi. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an embodiment of excellent character. He was very straightforward and simple-minded. The hardships and difficulties of the early stages of Islam had made him attracted to solitude and contentment. The enthusiasm and bravery which he exhibited in the Battle of Badr made all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum desirous of emulating him. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was originally a resident in Bahra. He hadn't settled down fully in Makkah Mukarramah when he heard the call towards Tawheed, and the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him an adherent of Islam. This was a difficult time when embracing Islam was considered to be a serious crime. But despite his helplessness and being in a foreign land, Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not bear concealing the truth. He is enumerated amongst those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who announced their acceptance of Islam from the very beginning. After embracing Islam, he became a target of various hardships and numerous injustices. He could bear this no longer and decided to leave Makkah Mukarramah and emigrate to Abyssinia. When he returned from Abyssinia, preparations were being made to emigrate to Medina Munawwara, but because of certain difficulties, he was forced to remain in Makkah Mukarramah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also emigrated, and skirmishes ensued between the Muslims and unbelievers, he and Hazrat Utbah ibn Ghazwan radiallahu ta'ala an joined the Quraysh scout party which was heading towards Medina Munawwara. Ikramah ibn Abi Jahl was the leader of this party. On the way, they encountered a group of Muslims whose officer was Hazrat Ubaid ibn al-Harith radiallahu ta'ala an. When these two, Hazrat Miqdad and Hazrat Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, found an opportunity, they joined the Muslims and went to Medina Munawwara and were hosted by Hazrat Kulthum ibn Hadam radiallahu ta'ala an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a piece of land in the residential area of the Bani Adillah because this area had appealed to Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala an when Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu had invited him there. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an expert archer, spear thrower, and horse rider. He was the sole horse rider in the Battle of Badr. The biographers unanimously state that no one except him had a horse. During the conquest of Egypt, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu had requested for additional soldiers from the capital of the Khilafat, and that's Medina Munawwara. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent an army of 10,000 soldiers and four officers. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the four officers. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said with regard to them, each of these four officers is sufficient to combat 1,000 soldiers of the enemy. Consequently, the moment they reached the tables of the battle turned and the Muslims achieved victory. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the year 23 Hijri during the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed the Janazah Salah and he was buried in Baqi, the graveyard of Medina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. Now we discuss a very, very prominent Sahabi, the Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none other than Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal ibn Rabbah radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Bilal, his kunniyat was Abu Abdullah, his father was Rabah, and his mother was Hamama. He was an Abyssinian slave by descent, but was born in Makkah Mukarramah. The Bani Juma were his masters. Although Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a black slave in his external appearance, he was from among the seven seniors who accepted the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to suffer various types of torments and persecutions. He would be made to lie on burning sand, smoldering rocks, and burning embers. The mushrikeen, the polytheist youth, tied ropes around his blessed neck and would play a game of tugging at it. Despite all these trials and tribulations, he did not let go of the rope of Tawheed. Abu Jahl would make him lie on his stomach and place grinding stones on his back. When the heat of the sun and its burning rays would make him restless, Abu Jahl, accursed, would say to him, "O Bilal, will you still not give up the God of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Even under such trying conditions, he would utter nothing except, "Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one." Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was suffering at the hands of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu happened to pass by. He was most affected by this heart-rending scene. He paid a considerable amount for his freedom and had him emancipated. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about it, he said, "O Abu Bakr, include me in paying for his freedom." So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have already freed him." Humility was his innate quality. When people used to talk about his merits and virtues, he would say, "I am just an Abyssinian who was an ordinary slave until yesterday." Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part in all the famous battles. In the Battle of Badr, he killed Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was a bitter enemy of Islam and was at the forefront in torturing him. He was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the conquest of Makkah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the Kaaba Sharif, this special muaddin, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had the honor of accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the grace of Allah, which he bestows to whomever he wills. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to go onto the roof of the Kaaba Sharif and call out the takbir, "Allahu Akbar," Allah is the greatest, in a loud voice. The sanctified house of Allah Ta'ala, which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had constructed for the worship of one Allah and which had been turned into a place in which idols were placed, once again reverted to its original purpose when an Abyssinian called out the call of Tawheed. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was attracted to the green and lush lands of Sham and therefore settled down there permanently. After living there for quite some time, he dreamt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said to him, "O Bilal, for how long are you going to lead this aimless life? Has the time not come for you to visit us?" This dream reminded him of the enjoyable incidents of his past in Medina Munawwara, and so he left immediately for Medina Munawwara, presented himself before the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and began trembling like a fowl that is about to be slaughtered. His eyes were flowing with tears, and in his ardent love, he embraced and hugged the two grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. They both requested him to call out the adhan in the morning. Although he had already decided not to call out the adhan after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he could not defer their request. When he climbed the masjid roof in the morning and said the adhan in a loud voice, the entire Medina Munawwara, the people of the entire area, woke up. The words "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah" encouraged them even more. But when he said "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," the women could not control themselves and came out. The cheeks of all the ardent lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were moist with tears. It is said that Medina Munawwara had never witnessed such an emotional scene. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him on one occasion, "Which of your good deeds you have the most hope of reward?" So he replied, "I have not done any deed for which I can hope for reward. However, I am in the habit of performing salah after every wudu." He considered iman to be the basis for all good deeds. Someone asked him one day, "Which deed is the best?" He replied, "Have iman in Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jihad and then an accepted hajj are the best deeds." So this devoted and loyal servant bade farewell to this temporary and fleeting world in the year 20 Hijri for the permanent companionship of his beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was about 60 years old at the time. He was buried in Damascus near Babu Sagir. May Allah Ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on him, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala be pleased with him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.